South London Mark Philip Kane, South West London Socialist Party. The South London branches of the Socialist Party had a public meeting in Brixton on the 20th of March, to discuss the current political environment, and what we should do in the coming elections. Hannah Sell, Socialist Party General Secretary, led the discussion entitled, "What Do We Do at the Ballot Box? How Can We Achieve a Political Voice for the Working Class?" Thanks to the hard work of members across South London, we had fantastic attendance for the meeting, with a mixture of current Socialist Party members, and members of the public, eager to learn more. Socialist Party members were out in the days and weeks leading up to the meeting, with the Socialist paper, talking to people about the meeting, and phoning people we met to invite them along. With Greater London Authority elections on the 2nd of May, and a general election before the end of January, this topic could not have come at a better time. Labour is likely to form the next government. But Labour's response to the anti-war demos, its refusal to support striking workers, and its commitment to fiscal responsibility, code for more austerity, as well as Labour politicians' veneration of Margaret Thatcher and her Tory government, show that Labour will not govern in the interests of the working class. The Socialist Party's Hannah Sell outlined many ways we can help fight for a political voice for the working class, through strike action, demonstrations, and trade union organization. And elections give another important opportunity too. There is clear appetite and opportunity for a workers' alternative in Britain, seen by George Galloway's by-election victory. The Socialist Party is standing with other left-wing candidates under the TUSC banner, campaigning for socialist change, standing candidates who will push back against the capitalist policies of the Tories and Labour. Labour's polling success is because of the failures of the current Tory government, and will likely come to power on a wave of disillusionment. If ever there was a time to build for an alternative, one that will put the people first, and look out for the workers instead of the 1%, it is now.